This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm John Brown. A recent White House report calls for stronger Native American voting protections after it was revealed that Native Americans faced unequal barriers at the poll. The report found that Native Americans faced threats, mockery, and language barriers when heading to the polls. In southern Arizona, Pasquayaki tribes were told to, quote, take an Uber to vote when no early voting polling locations were put on tribal land at the beginning of the pandemic. The White House report calls on Congress to pass the Native American Voting Rights Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, but those have had challenges passing the Senate. Now that COVID infections are on the decline, the Biden administration is now left to make a decision about asylum with potential impacts in Arizona. Restrictions on asylum have been in place to reduce the spread of COVID, but now that cases among migrants at the border are on the decline, the Biden administration can either extend the restrictions or end them. Those restrictions on asylum led to the U.S. expelling migrants near 1.7 million times since the start of the pandemic. Arizona State has hired Natasha Adair to coach women's basketball. The school announced Sunday the former Delaware coach will replace Charlie Turner Thorne, who retired earlier this month after 25 years leading the Sun Devils. Adair spent the past five seasons at Delaware, where she went 95-58 with consecutive 20-win seasons. She was named the Colonial Athletic Association Coach of the Year after leading the Blue Hens to the WNIT semifinals and led the program to its first NCAA tournament in nearly a decade this season. It's been more than 7 months since the Phoenix Suns and FanDuel opened the first sportsbook in Arizona. Cronkite News' Justin Torres looks at what sports betting has brought to Suns fans and the community.
Television monitors cover the walls, showing everything from football and basketball to wrestling and swimming at the FanDuel Sportsbook in downtown Phoenix. And for a sports bettor like Pedro Herrera, it might as well be heaven on earth.
It's actually very cool because I do a lot of online betting, and to be there in person, watching all the games and stuff like that, it's really cool. It's a good impact on everybody here.
Herrera, like many others, are making use of the new FanDuel Sportsbook, located at Footprint Center, home of the Phoenix Suns.
There's food, there's drinks, there's a bunch of TVs, every single game you can think of, every sport, and it's just a fun time to be with the boys, you know?
Legal sports betting went live in Arizona last September. It's opened the door for people to bet on sporting events with their mobile device, and it's brought the first physical sportsbook in the state. This was made possible through a new partnership between FanDuel and the Phoenix Suns. Dan Costello is the Executive Vice President and Chief Revenue Officer for the Suns, and he was at the head of this major partnership deal.
You know, we view sports betting as an unbelievable opportunity to get people interested in parts of the game they might not otherwise be interested in.
And people are interested in betting. In less than a week of opening, the betting titan saw just over 270,000 new accounts created and more than 6 million logins.
Day to day, it's definitely, I think, exceeded essentially all of our expectations when it comes to our daily foot traffic in here. This is definitely place number one to be as far as when you're looking for a ground operation for retail in the sports betting industry.
That's Tim Marks. He's a manager at the downtown Phoenix FanDuel location. He says these numbers show exactly why Arizona is projected to bring in over $200 million in the first year of legal sports betting. Costello says this adds a completely new and untapped revenue source for the state.
You know, I think everyone naturally gets excited about the tremendous amounts of revenue and those types of things. For me, and part of what our team talks about is the opportunity to get people engaged.
Costello says, for the Suns, the fan comes first.
This partnership with FanDuel is more about engagement than revenue. It's all about an opportunity to get fans excited about watching every game, every minute throughout the season.
Another manager at the FanDuel Sportsbook, Noah Kirk, feels like people's itch to bet is big.
Every state across the nation is clamoring for sports betting. It adds an extra element to the game that really makes games exciting.
States across the nation, such as New Jersey, raked in more than $46 million in gross revenue in February alone. That's almost up $30 million from last year's February totals reported by the state of New Jersey. But for Suns fans like Pedro Herrera, He says sports betting is more than just about money.
I think it's impacted in a positive way because it's bringing everybody together.
This partnership between the Phoenix Suns and FanDuel is centered around the idea of community, and that community is expected to keep growing. The Suns look poised to make another deep playoff run this season. That means the FanDuel Sportsbook could see a lot more purple and orange coming its way. Justin Torres, Cronkite News.
We had help today from Justin Torres and Talia Lopez. Thanks to Mason Miller for producing the show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to go. I'm John Brown.